Srinidad Babaji, and you know. Well, she was with us, and then she saw my sister like sing every day. And she told my mother if does she want her daughter to get have her married or something. I was the mother said, yes, but if there's a the right person, you know, and all that. And so Lala Masi showed her Adi's brother Rustam that he was in Manzil Amin with Baba, so he's a Baba lover, and so wouldn't that be the right thing, right person, or the, so my mother liked the idea. She said, yes. His home is in Nagar, they call Nagarwalas and so on. His mother did not know where Nagar was. Anyway, they went to ask Upasi Maharaj, can they go for this certain, what you call it?
Arrangement,
yes. So they went, he requested, and he said yes, and then so they went, and there was Baba with the mandali. But Baba was alone with one or two people, I don't know whom. Anyway, all the mandali are not with Baba all the time. They are sent over to do some duty or work, like Padre had to go to learn mechanics and all that, you know. Anyway, then Baba was told why they were here. So in Manzil Amin, my sister had Baba Darshan there. Then saw Baba first. Then they were told, Baba was told. So Baba sent for Rustam to come and told Rustam why these women were here. So then the girl and the boy look, sees each other, and they then... Person, I don't know what you call person means, they agree.
They, like
they are just say, like each other. Person means
liking.
Liking for each other. I mean, like each other's looks, you may call it. Anyway, they both said yes, and so and they were engaged. I think Manzil Amin or where they were, I still don't know. Anyway, Baba also said yes to it, and Upasi Maharaj said yes to it, so everything was okay.
Did you ever see Baba Manzil Amin?
Yeah, I saw Baba Manzil Amin, but much later, at that time. Much later means I had Baba's darshan in Mehrabad.
Mm-hmm.
Very first darshan in Mehrabad. Then after that, Baba told us to go and stay in Pune. Because Baba wasn't staying in Mehrabad permanently. He had to travel. So why should we be there? Anyway, it was not time for us to be there. We were in Pune, and so from there, and now we had love for going to Baba Jan and all this. We felt now. The divinity, as you would say. So we were near Baba Jan. Baba Jan always faced the Mohammedan men, most of the Mohammedan, very few Hindus, but they're Punjabis, means Baluchis. You know, Baluchis are very tall, fairish, and they have bob hair like this. They wear the turbans tossed and very good material and well dressed they are, and very well they dress. Anyway, they look fine, you know. And the shirt, thick material shirt, white. On the top, they always wear a jacket, embroidered or anything, more a jacket and shirt. And then often here, all this gather. It looks very nice, you know. And make give them a lot of not personality, huh? Made them look big and sort of quite different for any person.
Mm.
So those were Punjabi, Baluchis. And they being Mohammedans, they said, I'm in cough.
Yeah.
You want something to put in your mouth?
Well, I have lozenges, but I left them on the other side.
So how did you come to Masi?
Yeah, huh?
So then you just came with your mom to Mani Chalamini? You went with your mother to Mani Chalamini to see Baba? When Baba was staying in Mani Chalamini? Yeah. You had gone with your mother just to see him?
No. What happened? Let me see. We used to go to Baba Jan and all that, and sometimes Kaval took me. It has to be all the time, the night time, because there's not very floodlight. I mean, not too much light. It was dim near Baba, at the back of Baba Jan. There was this kind of seat maze platform, you know. And there were just few, four, five, six women, very few women in seated behind here, Baba Jan. And Baba Jan always turned this way where the men were. You know, then she would just ask one question or say one thing, and they would talk, let them talk and all that. And sometimes she said one word very softly. We couldn't hear Baba Jan, but she said very softly, Baba Jan would talk. And then once in a while, you know, then Baba Jan very, like this, very sweet, was look around and look at the whole. Other women, how many women are, who are the women, I don't know what, you know, was in Baba Jan's mind. She very, very, and then she smiled slightly, and then she didn't nod like this, and then again she turned around to the men, and they would talk. Yeah, we hadn't even talked about it. Anyway, I was very shy when I looked at Baba and looked at me. I couldn't believe it. Baba was looking at me. I had to be very shy, you know. Yeah, but now I feel myself said something, asked something. But what should I have said? I still don't know what. Anyway, then Baba, as if she has recognized, she would look at you like this, and then she would not like this. Very sweet, Baba, and was very beautiful. Anyway, then what happened was this. After that, my sister came home, had a first child born and all that. And Baba, when she was in Ahmednagar and carrying, you know, she was pregnant, and she used to go to Baba, sometimes come to Mehrabad, and she used to go to Mehrabad to have Baba darshan. So Baba would tell her that a daughter will be born to you, know. My mother, she's, of course, she didn't mention, never mind Baba. Oh, it's okay, Baba. So Baba said, Baba will not, that did not disturb her. So Baba said, but that daughter will have only one eye, you know. One eye means cockeye, you know, one cockeye. We call it Kani, means one eye.
Cross-eyed,
yes. Cross-eyed child. Very serious, Baba would be. My sister said, no, Baba, I know daughter, but not cross-eyed, Baba. And Baba went on teasing, I don't know what happened. She used to make her scare. But really, when the child was born, it was a son. And he's the fairest of, he was good looking of all the children. And all that. But very, very funny and all that. So that was that. Then after the child was hardly 8 days old, when Baba's telegram came to say that you can, my mother, all to come as early as we can, but bring one trunk full of clothes that will last for a year and one bedding.
Where was your home, Meher? Where was your home?
Pune.
Pune. You were born in Pune.
I'm born in Pune. Uh-huh. I'm born very far away. Sucker, you know, where is Pakistan? It's in Pakistan now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's become Pakistan.
My father was
traveling. Oh, I see. Officer. You grew up in Pune.
He was an officer. So never mind. What I want to say, it's not important where you're born.
No.
Important is to have your connection, love of Baba. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Why are you looking tired? After all the dance, you've got your legs up, and nice and comfortable. Okay, no, relax. So, what was I saying?
About after the child was born, and then you joined.
Yeah, Baba told me. So, there were many, of course, in the house you have furniture and all your belongings, so many clothes, all your beautiful silk sarees, gold, whatever. And there was the iron safe also had gold jewelry. And those days, people did not put in bank and all that, lump sum and whatnot. Anyway, Mama said, we don't think of anything. Baba said, one bedding and one trunk full of clothes that will last us for 1 year. That is only our possession now. We put a big padlock on the door and leave it to Baba. He will see to everything. She must not think about it. So my mother had so much love and faith for Baba. She didn't care for anything. So we went to Baba, and so we stayed in Mehrabad. And that we were the very first women who were allowed to stay in Mehrabad, means to live there night and day, very first. My mother asked Baba, many Babas, to come to Pune to serve him, you know, because now she's heard that serving a perfect master is one great thing, and so on. So my mother had that idea, she wanted to serve Baba. Baba said, how can you serve me? I'm not living in one place permanently, but when I do decide to live in Mehrabad permanently, I will call you. So he promised mother, so he kept his promise, so he did called her. So when my mother went, of course, I was going to go with her, because very, very, I was going to go, I wanted to be also there. So I also was in Mehrabad with my mother, with Baba. But Baba was in the post office, very nice place, you know, big room, lovely room, just thick walls, stone, black stone wall, concrete and high ceiling and mangalore tiles. It was such a good condition. And Baba and Mandi stayed there in the huge big veranda. It was very nice. And we were the other side of the road. There were two little rooms there. Very good condition also they were. So we stayed there and we cooked for... Then Baba's aunt, this aunt, the same aunt, she came, I think she was sent for. to be our company, to be company with us and to help mother to cook for all the Mandali. So for Baba and Mandali, the same food was, Baba ate from the same food, you know, that was good for the Mandali and so on. Every day, dal and rice, but you have to change the dal a bit, spice, and so on. And then one day Baba didn't come over, but one day Baba did come, and so he, I saw him coming from far, and Baba had very beautiful hair, short like this, curly, and that. And then he had this black, what do you call it, comely coat, and very good condition, it was not patches at all, it was still good condition. And Baba Sadra, and sandals, and Baba walking fast across the field, across the road, main road, and then towards us, where the dhuni is, you know? A little way from the dhuni was this room. There's a room there, but a little bit different position towards him. So Baba came and I saw Baba coming. So I ran and said, I told everybody, see, Baba's coming. And so they quickly washed their hands and dried and they stood ready to receive Baba. And Baba came and Baba was looking very beautiful and his flushed cheeks. And Baba was very fair and beautiful, Baba's eyes and his hair, beautiful, brown, shiny. To us Indians, it was very beautiful. Anyway, then Baba talked to my mother, and Daula Masi means Baba's aunt, that the food was well cooked, she liked it very much, and they're doing it with love and wholeheartedness. And that's, he knows that, and so it is, the taste is good. Nice, he was praising it, and then he said, I'll cook a little bit more, because from tomorrow, two or three more Monday are coming, maybe I think with some idea of somebody coming to see that, to that and so on. Then Baba turned around to me and said, and what are you doing all day? I used to feel very shy, you know. So I said, Baba, all the work that comes to hand to do, you know, to clean the fireplace or sweep the room or do the, clean the garlic, wash the cooking utensil, cooking pots and all that. And Baba said, yes, good, that's serving me. It's very short and toast, and Baba went away. He didn't need long talk. It's, you know, just necessary words he would say, and then Baba. Yeah. That was that. And then the evening time, we used to hear drum far away. Baba's room was, railway line is far from where Padri Street. Even there, in the evening time, so quiet, very quiet. The trains go more these days because there's no difference, means they're more, what do you call it?
More passengers.
Yeah, more passengers, more people, so trains go more. That time, not so many trains went by. It was very, very quiet and nice and so on. So we heard Baba's drum, oh, Baba singing. So we all went, we just all tidied ourselves quickly, and in the evening time, the sun had gone down, just a little bit dark, the lights on, the hurricane lanterns. Then we came to Baba and we sat inside of Baba. We didn't face Baba in front, inside like this. Men all here, you know, few Mandali, and we are here. And so Baba was singing very beautifully, lovely voice, Baba. And so he was very intent in singing, taking high notes and looking up like this and playing. So. Then when he came down to the chorus lines, you know, after the half the song was sung, the chorus lines were playing, then he all of a sudden looked at me and said, he was talking that time, Baba, it was not in silence. He stopped. So you said, what are you thinking of, Baba? I said, no, I had no idea that Baba had the habit of asking one's thoughts. It's very, what would you call it? Discomfort.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing to say one's thought. But then I was a bit deceived, but it was good. I was looking at Baba's hand, we were playing the drum. So I was not hesitant to tell Baba, but I told him, but I'm very bit shy. And I said, Baba, you have nice hands, you know. What is that? I was watching Baba's hands and they look very lovely. So his hand, I'd never seen his hand. Baba, I felt so shy. Because there were men there and to tell your thoughts was very awkward. Anyway, then I got the hint, you know, that Baba asks your thoughts, so I must concentrate on Baba only. Don't look here, no, don't look. And I didn't care who the Mandali were and what. We didn't come for them, we came for Baba, so we go. Anyway, then Baba's quite pleased and all that. Oh, Jai Baba. So then, that is the first time, you know, I got the hint. So, but I want to say Baba sang Vishnu song every evening, whenever we heard the drum, we went to hear Baba sing. And then when that was a different time, that means we stayed there only for 15 to 20 days. Then one day Baba again came and told us that he's going to Quetta with Mandali. He will travel with men, and after 5 days, then we can start from Mehrabad to come to Bombay, because they were staying at cautious place. Baba and the Mandali were staying at cautious place. Cautious, her house was very biggish, you know, like this breadth and that long, nice, what do you call it, hall? Hall, you call it, big room,
yeah.
Oblong, biggish hall, very big. And then there were two medium-sized bedrooms separate, with a separate nice, biggish dressing room that a person can very comfortably stay in, with all a dressing table and even a bed could fit in this nice little room. And so there are such rooms with this very big hall and very big terrace, lovely room, big terrace, and so on. And there was a little terrace to the other bedroom also, the two terraces. So that was a very nice house. So Baba stayed there. And then when Baba started, after 5 days, then we started from Nagar station to come here. It was Gustaji, Naja's elderly father, and Meru's father, means Adi's brother, you know, means my sister's husband, Muslim. Three were with us to guide us, to take us to Bombay and all that. Then we stayed in Bombay about 8 or 10 days. We stayed quite some days, and then we went to Quetta. Gustaji, in the beginning, Gustaji knew Baba's ways and all that. I will tell you, it's very funny. I always like to sit near the window, and as the scenery and all, I love to see the scenery changing and all that, the cows grazing and whatever. And I just see scenery and just sitting inside and looking at his faces and talk about it. So I like to. So now when the station come, I have no idea, I just sit there. So Gustaji one time he came to me and said, "No, when men pass by, don't look at their faces, look at their feet." All these funny things are taking place, I have no idea. My mother was so funny, how do I know this man? I look at his feet. It's very, very funny, all these things, you know. But Gustaji was trying to take care of me that way. So that's how we went to Quetta, you know. Then Quetta was very nice. Baba, every morning Baba had, Baba received us and all this, asked us how our journey was and health and this, got us. Told us to get settled in these nice big rooms. There were one was very lovely big room, no furniture, on the big carpet, on our beddings. Then there was another room that was just meant for us to eat there and have our trunks there and just like that, you know. So, Baba, every day Baba loved to give food, serve food to each one. So he served food every day, food. Then there was this very small landing. When you came up the stairs, the ordinary house, you know, up the stairs and just square landing. This side was a door that went to this quarters, that's where Baba and the Mandali stayed. And this door opened to where another, these two big rooms and so on. So two families could stay very easily. So we were staying in this part, Baba with the Mandali. So every morning Baba had his garden, you know, he came and stood in the doorway. It means he was entering our doorway. When we looked at we saw Baba in the doorway, it was so lovely, white, clean, sadra, and, you know, his hair open. Very lovely, Baba looked at, all brushed and had, after his bath, Baba came in and was seated on a little, you know, on the floor, a thin, I don't know, we call it mattress, we call it gadi, thin gadi with a cover on it and a cushion. When we call Gulmai. Gulmai is to comb Baba's hair in those days. So Gulmai brought brush and was combing Baba's hair. Then Baba told us, girls, we were a bit away from Baba. Then Baba called us, come on, you girls, come and bring a pad and pencil. So we got some pencil and paper. And Baba said, what prayers do you say? We told him we did the sacred thread. Every day, Baba said, that doesn't take 2 minutes, 3 minutes. All day, we do all that we want to do, you know, eat and drink and talk and go about this, that. Everything we do, our own things. And to God, you give only 2 minutes to remember Him. 2 minutes, you can't spare more time to pray to God. And Baba then gave us like this, you know, the idea. So we were very much, not ashamed, but shy. We didn't want to go. We didn't know. We knew other prayers, but we thought this was enough. Anyway, then Baba said, all right, bring, you take down what I meditate, letter, not letter, what do you call it, prayer. Say the prayer, and here, dictate the prayer, and you want to take it down. So then here we were writing Gujarati, you know. So Baba was saying the prayer very nicely, word by word. Najan caused the new Gujarati to write fast, the writing fast, and the slow. Anyway, after Baba finished saying the whole prayer, that was not very big one, a small prayer, then anyway, Baba asked Naja to give her paper to Baba to correct. Baba corrected some words here and there, given by Kaushal, the same, corrected and given by. Then Baba asked for my pad, pencil. I gave him the pad, and Baba said, what? You haven't even written 2 lines? Why is it? I said, no, Baba, I have no practice writing Gujarati because we were all the time in English schools and we had no time for learning there. This much I can write because one tutor is to come, and that tutor came only for 4 months. So I could spell out the words, but very slowly. Baba said, all right. No, Baba said, didn't your parents teach you Gujarati? Had you learned Gujarati language? I had to read and write. I said, yes, Baba, tutor and all that. But we had no practice, Baba. Baba said, all right, give me a pencil. So I gave Baba the pencil, and then Baba wrote down the whole prayer for me in his own handwriting. So lovely. And so that was quite Then one time, and then every day Baba used to serve food. After an evening, he would come in this big mandali, about, I don't know how many there were, 6 or 8 of them, and Baba. And then we, about how many of we were there. Anyway, so but the big cooking pot, you know, that big, but not deep. It's a flat one. So Baba, with a big ladle, Baba hammered on the lid of the thing, you know, the cooking pot on the lid. Tan, 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 tan. Come on, everybody. Baba should speak those days. So then Mandali would come rushing with their plates, and they gave their plates. Baba served every one of them. And then when they went, and we went, women. So we always allowed the elderly women first. So there was Gulmai, my mother, and Baba's aunt was there also, and so on. The day after that they were served, then Naja went forward, Kaushal went forward. I'd be a little bit hesitant, shy, and last. So one day I went last, 2 days I went last, 3 days. The one day Baba, what he did was, he was giving me the plate. He snatched the plate out of my hand, and he said, every time you come last, and he threw the plate on the landing, that the back staircase, there were 2 staircases, one that for the servants to come up and down. So he threw it on this side, and the plate went on the landing. It must have bounced, so it went and round, so it must have rolled down. So it went from step to step, ta 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 ta. I got so, I didn't want to do that plate, I was looking around, what is it? Baba's here, getting a bit upset and scolding me. So I looked around here, but quickly somebody pushed a plate in my hand, did it quickly. No. So then I gave another plate to Baba, and Baba, literally, now, don't come last, do you hear this? Every day you come last, why do you come last? Anyway, he had much other things to say, but then next time I came second last. Next time. See, there I was not last, yes. Many things which happened. And then, one time, then in the morning, I think, when after Baba's hair is done, I think then Baba said, in the evening, you all get ready with the saris on, and then all are going out. Out means?
Outing.
Yeah, outing. So we all were quite happy, you know, because we were all the time in the house, in the room, you know, standing on the terrace. We were allowed to stand on the terrace, you know, for the roll and all that. So we all went, and we got ready in the evening, and there were one van, you may call it, maybe, or the Mandali could fit in, and 2 or 3 people also can fit in the nice space there. But not a bus, it was a smallish thing, a vehicle. And the next one is like a touring car, you know, a touring car. So then Baba and the Mandali got into the bigger vehicle, and then we got into the small one, and then drove outside Pune, far, far out, so much out that completely outside. There was just then hills and, yes, hills. came, but Quetta Hills are a bit bad because the snow falls there, and I don't know why it didn't be the white rock is not. So when the Baba, there was no water around. Before that, Baba went to a place where there was water and lovely kind of lake, I don't know what river. Anyway, this was the dry place, and there Baba got down the car, and there was a lovely side of the hill, very high hill to us. So Baba loved climbing, and it was such strong, wild legs. And with the sandals, ordinary sandals, he was climbing the hill fast. Then the Manali saw that they should follow Baba also, so they were trying to climb, but they were sitting back again, trying to climb. And they couldn't come up to Baba, they were not even halfway. So Baba, when he went up, not right at top, in the middle part of the hill, Baba sat down on the rock and then told the Manali not to come any further, stay where they were. And that time, Kate and Agave's uncle, means the father's brother, his uncle on the father's side, he always had a camera, and so he took a snapshot of Baba seated on the side of the hill. And then Baba started coming down fast, and so on. It was very wonderful because there was loose gravel also, and yet Baba, so beautiful. He could walk so strong and lovely. You know, he loved climbing, walking. And then we came down in the vehicle. When we came in the vehicle, all the Manali got into that first car, which was meant for them. Then the elderly ladies also saw that there was space there. So they all started climbing, my mother, aunt, and Bulma. They all got inside the car, in that big car with the Manali. And here was Rustam and Baba standing outside talking. And then that car said, they started. Baba said, yes, you can. So they all started, and by the time Baba and Rustam said to each other something, and Baba told us to all get into the car. We three of us girls got in the car, and Baba was sitting in the front, and Rustam was driving. But by that time, the other car had started earlier and went round the corner fast and crossed the road and turned the corner. I don't know where it went. Anyway, when we started, there was no other car to guide us, to take us to Quetta, because the town, because Rustam was new to the place. He did not know which turn to take and which road to go. So he was taking the wrong road, and here and there. We get going further away from the from where we should be going, our home. So we lost our way. Getting late and late. Baba said, what are you doing? Why don't you ask somebody? Rustam said, whom to ask? There's nobody on the road. Baba said, all right, turn this way. So they turned that way, then they found a man. It was nice, you know, we lost our way with Baba in the car. We were just enjoying ourselves in the back. We didn't care how late it took and where we were going. Anyway, we were not bothered at all. We were having fun at the back, you know, enjoying ourselves. Then Baba said, ask this man. Then they asked him. Oh, the man said, yes, Bruce Road. Yes, this way. Yes, Cafe Jange, of course, this way. Then we took this way. Then now, after that, which turn to take? That we, again, Rustam was a puzzle. And so on, very, very gradually we found our way at last to our place, and we got down, and then we went home. They said, why? We have come so late. But we said, we lost our way. We didn't know the road, because Rustam was new to the place. And so then that was real fun. We liked it. We all enjoyed it. You know. Yeah, that was the first ride, Bob in the car. Riding, so drive, what would you call it? Drive. That was in Quetta. And then from there, but nervous was ill. He was left in Quetta. In Quetta, he died in Quetta. Then from Quetta, we went to Karachi. Karachi, then we came back to Bombay. In Bombay, then there we were all, Manali and Baba in the big hall, and we and his two bedrooms, and his passage we couldn't. It was so that we didn't have to go through the hall. This you have seen the house? Mm-hmm. So we can use the front, what do you call it? Front landing for coming to the kitchen or bathroom.
Maybe in your time it was bigger. There wasn't another big balcony.
No, now it is not there because it's first floor. That time it was second floor, and that has the big balcony. In those days, Kaushal and family, they stayed on the second floor, and that had big balcony and an extra one, small one with the bedroom, and this with the big room, round, biggish balcony it was. Because she had her harmonium that is played with his foot, you know, a big harmonium, and the case, glass case, that was on the balcony.
Absolutely.
Ah, the second floor. Now she's on the first floor. There she, they don't have balcony. They have one small balcony.
You know, Americans say first floor.
No, this we call first floor. This is downstairs. This is first floor. And the second floor. You say that.
So they had second floor also that time?
Yeah, second floor.
That's I've never seen that.
That has two balconies.
So she played the harmonium on
the second floor. She played harmonium. So one day, yeah, we were new with Baba. Even going before going to Quetta, I'm talking about the... we won't talk about that. No, it's so important. We came from Quetta with Baba and Baba in the big hall, the Mandali were using this part, these two corners that is up there, and Baba was separate here in this part of the hall. You know, if you want anybody, the Mandali, they'd come talk to Baba and go back. They didn't have to sit, as Baba said, right on the chair. They were silent, Baba said, then whomever Baba wants to talk to, you know, you might talk to Gulmai or my mother, or the Mandali want to add you something. In those days, Adi was Baba's favorite. I saw Baba embrace Adi. I had never seen Baba kiss and embrace anybody. He loved Adi very dearly. So, what was I saying? Yeah. Then, yeah, there were, what happened one day? No, they were cooking for Baba. All the elderly ones were all cooking for Baba. Because Baba sometimes, Baba never had his breakfast. Only one cup of tea in the morning. So he would be hungry by 10, half past 9, 10. So they were always hurrying to cook fast and all that in the kitchen. They said they cooked food in the kitchen itself. But in the evening time, they again were cooking and for Baba and so on. So I had a question, you know, small question from Bombay. I said, I don't remember. Anyways, she said, why shouldn't we make some nice dish for Baba, you know, some sweets? So she asked me, do you know anything, make dessert to eat? I said, I know only dutpak puri. Dutpak is, you burn the milk on the fire with sugar, I don't know what all. And then you flavor, when it gets very thick, then you give flavor of the cardamom or, I don't know, nutmeg, whatever flavor you like, you must put inside. So, I said, I know dutpak puri to make. It's very easy. You have to burn the cake and cook on the fire and make it thick and so on. And the puri is very easy to make. And so we made a puri that was very well done. They all puffed up like this. Very lovely. They were crisp and nice. We put them aside and we boiling the... But the milkman must have put a little more water in the milk. I don't know. But this wouldn't get thick, the milk. So and the Baba asked for his food. Oh, then we got very frantic. So Baba eats in 5 and 7 minutes. Baba eats very fast. You know, rice is very fast. Even within 10 minutes, Baba's food was finished. So he said, when will this get quickly? What shall we do now? We have late for it. I said, the only way to make it thick is put a little bit of semolina. You know semolina?
Cornstarch.
Yeah. It's rava.
It's like cream of wheat.
Yeah. That we'll put in and then get thick. Because oh, yeah, that's nice. Come on, very good. So she, it was her kitchen, so she opened the box and brought a spoonful of thing and she put it inside and let it cook with the milk, so that thing got cooked. So it became thick. And that was that, and then we brought up, we were quite happy with ourselves, you know. And then put in flavor. I was there. And after Baba had finished eating, the tray had come back and all that. And then we said, we have to take this to Baba, you know. This is the hurry, go on, Baba, still. And the mode of eating, you quickly go. So we took the thing, you know, very proud of ourselves, and put it on the Baba. And Baba was talking with his Mandi, from far, to say something. But he saw us put the dessert. Then we came away. Baba then must have started to eat, you know. So after he started eating, in the meantime, we were so proud that we have, and Baba liked it so. So then what happened was this, you know, we had a big shout. Baba shouted, Baba said, who cooked this dessert? Who has cooked this dessert? Send those, the ones who have cooked this dessert. Oh my, I thought it got so, you see. And what's happening? We thought this is going to be very nice and Baba's will like it. Why is Baba sort of loudly calling out? And so we went in, you know, a bit scared. Like, yes, Baba. Who cooked this? Baba, we cooked. And what is this? What was Dutpak Puri? What was it? Did you in your life ever eat Dutpak Puri, do you know? What Dutpak Puri means, do you know? Yes, Baba, you've eaten, but have you ever made? I know about this first. Very funny. Anyway, Baba made a lot of fun when they were the Mandi all listening. We felt so embarrassed. Baba said, other funny things also. Baba said, all right, Naman, go. And so we came away. Baba ate some of it. No, Baba said this. This is not Dutpak Puri. This is sick man's food. Who can't digest, he has to eat this liquid thing, you know. Oh, my, more embarrassed felt, my, what is this? We thought it was going to be so nice. And here, Baba, it was sick man's food, all that, all names. You know, he used to do that, very naughty. Then, of course, when we went, then Baba said, all right, I'll take some. So we came away. Baba had some and then called us, clapped and said, take it, take everything away. And so we took it away. And again clapped. And somebody came calling. Then Baba wants all the girls. And so Naja calls her from Pune, Baba's sister-in-law, and that's Jamsi's wife. And Naja, they were there also, and myself and small Kaushik. We called a small Kaushik. There were two Kaushik. We all four went. And Baba said, do you see that hamper? There's soft drinks, you know, what do you call it? Soft drinks, lemonade and whatever it was, soda. So we said, you see that, take whatever drink you want and drink it. Now, Baba called us and never told us to leave the room, so we had to obey. So we were standing there, and Baba seated here, and we were here. And those days, the soda water bottles were with, what do you call it? Pebbles, not pebbles. Yeah,
marble
inside. So it's so strong, that fuzz, you know. What comes out is we opened it and then we were like, Baba said, what are you doing? Then one bottle, another bottle. We will feel so shy, you know, because we are new with Baba and the Mandir there and all this. We didn't know what to do. Shall we go out of the room or what? And we opened it and we stood there and with the bottle. We had no, it's in glass, so we with the bottle like this. And this strong taste of it. Yes. Then again we drank. We couldn't drink that glass. What happened? I thought of the Dutpak Puri meal. Baba said, sick man's food and all that. Baba said, that came to my mind. And drinking that soda like this, I found ourselves very funny, you know. So this made me feel to laugh, you know. So I want to laugh, so I choked. And so I went here in the wrong place. I swallowed and then started coughing. Baba looked and said, what are you doing? I said, Baba, I'm joking. Baba said, go out and go finish the... because if you were drawing attention too much, you know. Maybe so I said, go out and finish your drinks there. So we came to the kitchen very happy to come over. And then we enjoyed our drink there. And that is very funny, everything. That was a stay in Bombay. Then we came to Amarnagar. Baba told my mother, myself, and Kaushik to be in Amarnagar. And then Naja and Kaushik, they went home to Pune. And then we waited here till Baba. Then Baba used to come to Mehrabad, come and go. So when Baba used to come to Mehrabad, we used to go for a darshan from here. You know, with the office room, those two rooms we did not use. They were private rooms. There was Gavir's aunt was using that room. Three rooms. The last room, which room is Faram's room, you know? And the next room also is, the Faram's room is very tiny, just for one bed and a tiny table and a chair, maybe to put your clothes on. Anyway, it was tiny. My mother used that room. And there's a nice little bathing room next to that room. And then this next door room was very nice, biggish room with the arch, big carpet in the middle, and no stick of furniture, very clean, empty room. So we girls all settled there and so on. Settled, I mean, we lived there. And then Kaku means Vishnu Master's, Vishnu Master himself used to come on the bike and to tell us that Baba has come to Mehrabad, because Baba would be out stations, you know, for his work. For some reason, anyway, he was here in Mehrabad, so we loved to come for his darshan, so we were told we can come. So we came, and there were no cars to have. At that time, there was no car. Tonga, so we were in the Tonga, you know. And as we were coming along, everything seemed so beautiful. Why? Because we were going to see Baba, so mm-hmm. the road and the trees, everything, enjoying, and how lovely it was and everything. But when we came near the Mehrabad, then we wanted to see Baba. You know, Baba, there was a station, another station, railway line.
Yeah.
Always remember, post office was near the railway line. See, it's true. So from the main road, as we came to sight of the house, post office, there we would see Baba. Is Baba, can you see Baba? Oh yes, then we saw Baba, and so sweet, all white, standing in on the veranda. The veranda, then you look this way and see that that tongue is coming, and then you walk away like that. Then we saw Baba was there again. Liked it also. Then we come to Baba, and then Baba would be seated, and all the elderly, my mother and Gulmai, my sister, they all were there, and so Baba would talk to them. For there was to talk about them. And then he would turn to us girls and said, what girls we were, what we were doing all day long, because we have stayed in a compound where the families, there was Gulmai's family, there was, what's her name, Gavis family, there was Saros, and he was not married yet, but he and his mother and his mother's mother, and I don't know who all they were, in those rooms where Rama is staying there. They were those elderly women there, and the kitchen was there, so they were cooking and all that. Look, he wants the cockroaches. I love the feet flying there. What is stationary flying? But he wants to attract attention that I've come now, come and feed me. Very clever bird. Up to where did we come anyway? Baba asked what we were doing, and so we said, Kotatens is about Manjari mean stories and how she met you first, Baba, and so on. She didn't want to go to school because she was missing Baba's darshan. That's why she's not educated there. My father wanted to put her in a Panjari school and this and that. But she didn't want any of that. She said, no, you have to go for Baba's darshan. I'm missing that. So she didn't want to go. She learned there. Gujarati 5 books and all that. She learned enough. And then in the Gujarati school, they taught her English also. So she knows to write in English. She couldn't write. She can write a letter in English and all that. But not much. But her father doted on her because she was the only child. But she didn't want any of that. She wanted Baba. Yes. She lived with Baba. She loved Baba very dearly. So we were together in Nagar and waiting for Baba to come. When he came, then Mission Master would come and tell us, you know, then we all got in the tonga and everything on the same day, each time, and we'd go for Baba darshan and so on. Mm-hmm. Then Baba gave us the order to meditate, you know. But then give us the idea of a mind, how it can travel and how you can keep it in one place where you want it, like this. No, it's a bit of an idea because we were so ignorant and all that. You also take photo of Zarastra or any photo you like. So, of course, we took Baba's photo and then you sit in front of it and look at the photo. Just looking at the photo, think of the photo only. And then your mind will get a bit tired, so it'll travel me. You want to wash clothes or this, and you think of something else. Don't worry. Bring it back again and again. Try and concentrate on food. That's how Baba taught us that we can. Yeah. And so on. And then next time, then Baba asked when he came, the Baba said, no, you all must stitch, sew shirts for the poor of the village. And so we were so proud to have this order, you know. So shirts for the poor. Then we used to tell you, go in that corner and that, you stay in that corner. We don't disturb each other. We meditate. And then stitching, of course. We had machines, three machines separate and all that. The next time, so Baba said, write Yazdan, Yazdan, as many times as for a whole hour. Oh, then more nice, we felt, oh, lovely order, this is Baba gave us. And then God's name, we repeated in writing. It was nice. The next time Baba came just to tell him how many thousand times we wrote, how many pages, and then Baba had just something to talk to us, you know. Very interesting. That's how Baba kept us busy, you know. Mind occupied all the time with this. Not to be, and we, anyway, we didn't mix with many family or anything. We kept to ourselves, you know, girls. Mm-hmm. It was the backside of the nice little lane, you know, that post, you see the office room, there's at the backside, there's a little space like that. So behind our room, there's shade, and so.
Did your cooking?
We didn't cook, no, the cooking, we went to the, what do you call, main dining table. All the family had eaten, then we girls would go and eat from the kitchen. Yeah.
Now you should go and have your
lunch. Yeah, we feel hungry now. We didn't talk too much of something to eat. Mitä se puhuu? Mitä puhuu? Mitä puhuu? Mona, kun sinä menet puhuu? Mä en tiedä, mitä sä teet. Mä olen sitten vielä sellainen, että minä lähdin aina viisi, mitä puhuu? Se on vielä puhuu, mitä minä tulin aina mennä. Mä olen vielä sellainen, että minä tulin making for me and making all wrong. Mä tulin vielä, mä tulin so much love to Baba, että minä tulin vielä puhuu. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Mm-hmm.